join us. So you're invited to jump on board here. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and me here to bring you into a better place inside the Steffen Media Mansion. There are many rooms, and in those rooms, there are people. And those people have special jobs. For example, Roberta Fasanelli is our queen of cheap. And every day, she looks high and low. She goes here, there, and everywhere. Sticks her nose into places that she probably shouldn't stick it in order to find deals for you. So, what are you going to stick us with today, Roberta?
Oh, we got a lot of deals going on. My goodness, sunshine. Everybody is clearing out stuff. We got deals from the North Face, and we got deals from Wilson's Leather, and we got deals from Walmart, and we got deals from getting a stroller and free ice cream and... oh, shampoo and all sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff, and that report will come up in just a few minutes. Then, Jennifer, later on in the hour, we'll have our television report, including the first night of American Idol.
American Idol. A little, I have a surprise story that will interest you, Dougie. I won't even let you in on it. Plus, a new idea for a late-night show from Will Ferrell that I'll tell you about. And, of course, we'll pay a short little tribute to Conrad Bain, who passed away yesterday.
At the age of 89,
I think.
89. Yep. All right, so that's coming up. Meanwhile, Roberta, you'll be interested in a little nugget that was found in Australia. An amateur prospector has unearthed a gold nugget, never been mined, weighing about 177 ounces.
Ooh.
What is gold going for? I saw it, and I was in the jewelry store yesterday getting a watch.
$1,000 an ounce now, something
like
that?
No, it's almost $1,700 an ounce. I think it was 1684 or something like that. So multiply 1684 times 177. Just to quickly, it's like about $300,000, isn't it?
Something like that.
All right, in the right ballpark? No. Is it $3 million? We've got to get the right number of zeros here in the plank. I think it's $3 million.
So wait, how many ounces is the thing?
No, I think it's 350. It's about 300,000, yeah. I got one too many zeros in here. It's 177 ounces, the largest piece of gold that is on record having been discovered.
Wow.
Because gold comes in these little teeny pieces, right? Almost like shale. When you find it?
It's just like little leaves, like little tiny gold leaves, you know.
Right. So if you look, there's a YouTube posted yesterday a picture. It's almost like a Y. It's kind of weird looking. And the fellow who was the prospector said he found it lying flat as he was digging in an area he didn't want to tell people specifically where it was.
Because there may be more.
For good reason. Right, exactly. There might be more of it there. But I thought that was kind of... imagine what kind of a day that guy had. It's kind of... is it like winning the lottery? The lottery's worth a lot more money. You have more chances
of... the lottery.
Winning something like this, huh? Yeah.
I'll take the lottery.
Here's a woman in Portland, Oregon, rescued yesterday after becoming wedged in a very narrow space between two buildings. I was thinking about this. I heard this in the car. I had done the same thing. Yesterday, Charlotte and I went around town doing a lot of different things. And I was walking from a parking lot out to the main street to get to a little office building. And as I walked, I realized that it looked, you know, it was about 3 feet wide when I walked through the alleyway, but it narrowed down to about a foot.
Hmm.
And I turned sideways and I get through it. And Charlotte got through it.
What?
Yeah.
So weird.
It was kind of a weird feeling. Anyway, so this lady fell between the parking garage and an apartment complex. She was stuck in the space, which was only a foot wide, yesterday morning. Neighbors heard her cries for help. The fire department came. They had to cut a door-size opening in one of the concrete walls and use special lubricant to have her slide out.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in there for 4 hours.
And the special lubricant was called butter.
Yeah. Put yourself,
wow.
Whenever you hear something like this, you always want to put yourself in the place of the person. I mean, imagine being in that place. Could you imagine being in that place?
I just wonder what she was doing that made her fall into...
Oh, yeah. I
mean, what was
that
she doing?
As well.
kind of odd.
It is. Well, it was 3:45 in the morning. Perhaps alcohol might have something to do.
There you go.
That always has something to do with it, doesn't it?
All right. How many people are upset about the discovery in England that horse meat is in beef products?
Horse meat and pig meat. Did you see that?
Yep. Hamburger products sold in Ireland and the UK. Apparently, the supermarkets, this is Tesco. Somebody tested it to find out what was in it, and they found horse DNA. No health risk. Well, of course, people eat horse meat all around.
I've eaten horse meat in Europe. It's not a big deal. I don't know why everybody's making such a big deal. They even sell, you know, beech nut baby food? If you go to Italy, you'll find beech nut baby food that's horse meat. It's considered extremely healthy for the kids.
Really?
Yes.
So why is all the hoopla then?
I have no idea. But maybe just misrepresentation. But I think the media here is just making such a big deal because it's not a common thing for us to
eat. You mean our news media in America?
Yeah, our news media in America.
Made a big deal out of it. Yeah, well, we know.
But,
that's all.
You know, maybe it's not supposed to be in there because it says all beef, maybe, and there's horse and there's pig. But, I mean, but horse meat in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with it. People eat it all the time.
Yeah,
here.
But if you buy beef, you want beef.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's misrepresentation.
But what's the difference between, here's the philosophical thing, 888-302-3684. What's the difference other than societal in eating horse meat or cow meat?
Was it
dog meat, as far as that's concerned?
Cat meat. They eat dog and cat in Oriental countries.
Yeah.
China, very, very common to eat dog and cat.
Right. Yeah, it's against...
I mean, they sell puppies in the food market.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
We think it's awful, but over there, it's, you know, very
So it's
common.
A cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. All right. Speaking, well, I had another thing about Lindsay Lohan, but I think I'll keep that to myself.
Speaking
for a
of horse meat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The way to fix a problem, I'm here to identify problems and to help you fix problems. And one of the problems people have these days is, in terms of how they look, many people have abused their teeth by a lot of drinking and smoking, and not necessarily just alcohol, but coffee and tea. Those things and many other things stain your teeth. So if you're looking at your teeth right now, you're brushing your teeth, and the brush just isn't making it. The teeth aren't doing it for you. You've decided, okay, New Year's resolution, number one, I'm going to fix my teeth. You want to look good this year without breaking the bank. The product that I would like you to educate yourself about to clean up your teeth is called Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically tested whitening system that actually removes stains from your teeth. Doesn't cover them up. It removes them from your teeth. So your teeth will stay whiter longer. And what's more, this is so easy. There's no trays, no strips, none of that stuff. You don't have to sit around for an hour. And there's no sensitivity. That's something a lot of people don't mention. There's no sensitivity with it at all. Just swab your teeth with Power Swabs, and your teeth can be whiter in as little as 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then you treat a couple of different times, different days during the week. Your teeth will be 2 shades whiter each time you use it. 6 shades whiter in 7 days, or your money back. Unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs works on bonding veneers, caps, and crowns. You can try it risk-free by calling 800-865-7602. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it? Call and save 50%. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get 50% off the retail price. 2 minutes to cleaner teeth. Dial 800-865-7602.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply Happy.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free, free, free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exogen.com.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yes, she is.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Absolutely.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Lots of big sales going on, and this one I don't get. I mean, we still have a whole bunch of winter left, and yet there's sales for winter clothing. Okay, well, I guess that's a good thing for us. The North Face, we've got a deal 65% off, up to 65% off, and free shipping. I love the North Face stuff. It is so cozy warm and can make you look like a humongous whale sometimes because they're big and bulky, but man, are they warm. North Face, love the stuff. Speaking of big and bulky, Baskin-Robbins, buy one Sunday, get one free every Sunday. Every Wednesday you get a buy one, get one free Sunday. So Wednesday is Sunday at Baskin-Robbins.
Why does that tickle me? Wednesday is Sunday, Thursday is Tuesday, and Friday is Monday.
Those were the old Carvel commercials. Remember, right. Wednesday is Sunday at Carvel. Yes,
right. So Baskin-Robbins is stealing an idea from Carvel. Right.
Yeah. Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy. You get a 7-day sample. We tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com. Wilson's Leather, another product that I love, up to 80% off. Plus, then after that, they give you an additional 20% off. And then after that, they give you a coupon code for even more off.
So free! It's almost free!
Right. They're basically paying you to take the stuff away.
Well,
Walmart
bad.
Has deals up to 70% off. And we've got this deal for buy a stroller and get a car seat free. And it's one of those really high-end jobs.
Check it out, DougSteffen.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now it's time to let your baby fly. You've given me everything that I will need.
Yeah. All right. So this is a lady named, a young woman named Sarah Restuccio, who is auditioning because the American Idol audition started last night on Fox in New York City. Roberta, this is something called Mama's Song. Most people thought she did pretty well. Want to have a little more of this, Michael?
I like
over
it.
There. Okay.
All
right, so that's that was the first song. But before the first song, you've all heard back and forth this kind of foolishness. The gossip people have been talking back and forth about what has happened with Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. So here's how the show starts.
Nicki's got a drum major hat here. Nicki and Mariah, you guys are from New York.
I was going to bring my dog. Like, we can have accessories. I didn't know that was allowed. That's the last thing I'm going to say.
Don't.
That's the last thing I'm going to say.
We're going to play nice.
I actually love the hat. No, I do.
Thank you. Well, why did you have to reference my hat? You know what?
In the elevator, you act as though I was looking at the hat in a way.
No, you, I didn't say you were looking at the hat.
You said you were looking me up and down, Mariah.
You got it. I was admiring the hat.
What a waste of time. Unbelievable.
Wow. Kind of annoying.
What dreck. So instead of helping American Idol, the producers are going to hurt it with this kind of dreck. It's not entertaining. What is there about that stuff that's entertaining? It's bad enough that there's so much stuff around in American Idol.
I think it made people want to tune in to see if they were going to kill each other.
But when you listen to it, it's dreck.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw a lot of people actually on social media yesterday saying, gotta tune into American Idol to see if Mariah and Nicki are...
And then after that, that would be interesting to check. Why don't you check when you report on social media in a few minutes for us, Jennifer, why don't you check to see if that enthusiasm for going to watch American Idol ended up in disgust with this foolishness. I'd be interested in knowing that myself, frankly. As we continue on, still the king of them all, American Idol, starting out this year, New York auditions. Here's audition number two, James Bay.
How many I told you we sell over in shoulders have you cried on before? How many promises, be honest, girl? How many teardrops you hit the floor? How many bags you pack just to take it back? Tell me that. How many either ors, but no more. If you let me inside your world, there'd be one less only girl. Oh, no, don't need these other pretty faces before I saw you, you, when you're mine in the world, it's gonna be one last Sony girl. Let's go.
Keith Urban. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it when Simon was there because he wouldn't let it go on that long. He would just go, bye.
All right, I'm not gonna let it go on that. We'll take a sampling of some of these others. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 others. Let's try. There's 3 others. Christina Isabel singing Summertime a cappella.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton
like a pipe
and
bomber.
Your mama is good.
The judges actually like this.
So bad.
Christina Israel. Let's see how she does through the season. We'll remember some of these names. Like, we'll remember James Bay was awful. Sarah Restuccia was okay. And Christina Isabella was great. Michael Bonopane. I think he's from New Jersey, Roberta. B-O-U-N-A-P-A-N-E.
Bonopane,
probably, right?
Bonopane.
All right, here he is. He's got a couple of different genres that he's singing. The judge.
Oh. Any other man, glad to have you back. And Mariah's so stunning, I'm a heart attack. Nicky's cute face, keeping the place. Shaking my body all over the place.
How to win friends and those people. He's putting them all down, isn't he?
Yeah.
His song? Oh, what a piece of... All right, so anyway, I think we got the gist of it. We found one, maybe two good ones in that group. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla... Not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $269 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli has already presented us with her Queen of Cheap report for today. If you want to find out what North Face has, Baskin-Robbins, and so much more information, check out her box, the front part of the homepage. Wait a minute. That's kind of contradictory, isn't it? The front part of the homepage.
The front part of the homepage.
It could be the back page.
I suppose it could be. Right. All right. So anyway, it's
nobody
right there.
Nobody puts Roberta on the back page.
Just about this far from the supermarket guru's box, a lot of information on winter foods, winter produce, where you can get that. He's the man that knows. And if it's important for you to be eating a good, wholesome food and getting good wholesome grog, as it were, you check out supermarket guru Phil Emperor's input, along with all the other things, Chef Louis' recipes, lots of great things. Richie, do we have our new video up?
It will be up there today, Doug.
Cool, yep. That'll be very good. All right, check out something brand new at DougSteffen.com today. Our video of the day at DougSteffen.com is a feature there with a father who apparently is a real problem solver. This one is for you, Richie. His father knows just what to do to give his daughter the perfect ponytail.
Oh, no.
As she gets ready for school.
I'm looking at it right now, and I haven't seen the video, but I'm seeing the steel.
You doing this with the Juliana any day now.
Yeah.
Any day. Show this to her when you get home and see what she thinks. All right? That's our video of the day. Check it out.
I like this guy.
That's cool. So let's see. What else do we have here? Lance Armstrong has been very much in the news this week. The interview actually airs tonight, I believe, Jennifer, right?
Two-parter. Tonight's the second part.
Okay. But pretty much everybody knew beforehand. I don't know. Do you have any way of finding out what the ratings are? It's harder to get cable
ratings. Not yet. Usually around 6, 7 o'clock in the morning I'll be able to do it, which for me, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I have heard. It is a little before. But I have heard that the OWN channel had actually been able to raise their ad rates for the first time ever in the network's history because of this interview. Yeah.
So how bad are things for Lance Armstrong? What do you really think? 888-302-3684. What do you think? He tells Oprah Winfrey that he regrets having done what he did. He's sort of remorseful. Oprah didn't, I think one of the interviews that she did, she suggested that Armstrong didn't go far enough in his confession to sort of get the advantage, the PR advantage, if that's what it is. USA Today has turned on Armstrong, front page story yesterday, proclaiming the view that sorry just doesn't cut it.
So what do they want?
Well, I think that's it. What do you want? I mean, here's what I think about. When I think of Lance Armstrong, I don't really think about the doping as much as his battle with testicular cancer and how much good that experience, I guess, did for the organization Livestrong. And even if he says he's sorry, does that right the wrong? I don't see that it does anything. Apologizing is something that we all do.
Well, let me ask you something,
though. I don't think it writes anything, but it doesn't fix anything. It's the right thing to do.
Did he really wrong you?
The power, let me just finish my thought, Richie, please. And then I'm eager to hear from you and Jennifer and Roberta on this. I'm reading this book, The Power of Now, and I keep going back to it. Last night...
You've been reading this book for a year. You know.
Well, but I use it as a resource. Last night I was uncomfortable. I had an uncomfortable night, so I went to it to try to escape from where my mind was, which was in the past, instead of being in the now. And it helped me somewhat. I only woke up three times during the night instead of wherever, how many times I might have woken up. And it really does deal with what Armstrong is having to... I guess, deal with the same thing. What's going on now with Lance Armstrong? He did the doping. It's over. Apologizing it. Okay, maybe that says, oh, he's a human being, yada, yada, yada. But it doesn't fix anything and, in fact, gets him into more trouble. It isn't a freeing thing for him. It's a condemnation. A lot of people say that it poisons his spirit. And so I wonder if you've ever thought, afterwards, you've said, we've all said, you have to have said you're sorry at some point in your life. If you'd be really human, you have to have said you're sorry for something. Whether you're shameful, embarrassed, it's just human nature to make a mistake. Hello? We all make mistakes. I remember the Marion Jones case. Remember her? Marion Jones?
Yeah, the runner.
She said, quote, I recognize that by saying that I'm deeply sorry, it might not be enough and sufficient to address the pain and the hurt that I've caused. Therefore, I want to ask for your forgiveness. Hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. So, is it more important to say you're sorry or ask for forgiveness? Richie, you're first. I feel like the guy, what's his name, McLaughlin. You're on the McLaughlin Report.
Yeah,
Richie, you're first.
I don't think you can ask for forgiveness until you say you're sorry.
Ah,
that's okay. Step one.
Okay, Roberta, what about you? What's more important, saying you're sorry or asking for forgiveness?
I think saying you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she doesn't agree with Rich. Jennifer, no. You break the tie.
You know, the first answer that popped into my head, Rich's answer, you can't ask for forgiveness until you admit wrongdoing, so you'd have to apologize before you could ask for forgiveness, but I think to say you're sorry just in attempt to get forgiveness is probably selfish, so I'd say it's most important to say you're sorry.
Could be usury.
Though, don't you think that sometimes you may not be sorry you did something, you may feel you were justified, but you realize it may have hurt someone, so you just want to say to the person, you know, please forgive me for hurting you, even though you're not sorry you did something.
But people are more likely to be insincere about their being sorry than they are about being forgiveness. People who you ask for forgiveness usually aren't going to do it unless they are really sorry.
It's true.
And if I think if you're in a love relationship and somebody says they're sorry to you, you can tell that they mean it. If you really
right, sorry can go
you.
Either way. I'm just saying I'm sorry so that we'll get over it.
Right.
No. Or I'm saying I'm sorry because I really mean it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask for your forgiveness unless I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I think what we need to do is admit when you messed up. And is there an opportunity that makes you feel better admitting that you... Is it all part of you as well as the other people? Is there something in it that you have to take away from the experience?
See, you said that you didn't think this whole thing would actually help Lance Armstrong. And I think from just a spiritual point of view, admitting that you did something wrong, putting it out there in the open, instead of just having speculation swirling all the time and people talking about it, now people will talk about it for a little while, but they're going to move on. It's not going to be something
we've seen it a thousand times.
Continually swirls.
Do
we're
something
forgiving.
Stupid, and then finally they step up, and they're just totally humble, and they totally apologize, and everybody goes, okay, that's what I wanted to hear, and then they move
on.
But he also
was shining a light on something that's really key here, and that is that he did it. But because of his fame, he's the one that's paying the biggest price for it, but everybody else was doing it, and he did it to put himself on an equal playing field with everybody else.
Right,
he's apologizing for himself, which is good, but at the same time, you shine the light on the fact that this is a big concern in sports just in general.
Will it change anything?
Hopefully.
Will his admission change anything for anybody? It'll change his life, and not for the better. I don't see his life being better after this. Do you?
No.
Yeah. I don't see it being better at all. He should have, as far as I'm concerned, he should have kept quiet.
I just don't understand why everybody's, maybe I don't get it, but everybody's like so mad at him. There's all this hate at him. Nah. What did he do to you?
You know what? That's it, Richie. There's so much anger in the world. There's so much. I mean, look at the stuff that's coming out to, in a correlative sense. Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, and I think maybe it's worth another minute or so. The conspiracy theory video. Actually, we've got the story at DougStephan.com. Today about this video that claimed the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. It was staged by the government to push the anti-gun agenda. It has been debunked, but Jennifer came up with a theory that I'm a conspiratorialist to a point, or certainly see through a lot of this stuff to what the real meaning is. Jennifer went way beyond any place that I'd been. Way
and I even made Doug like
beyond.
Was speechless for a second when I said it.
So I got to hear it now. Let me hear it. Yeah.
Well, and this is something it just popped into my mind, and it's funny because off the air, Michael, our producer, said that had popped into his mind too. And it's horrible to even think this way, and I'm sure that this is 100% not true, but it did pop into my mind that this could have been a government, not necessarily a hoax, but a conspiracy, because what quicker way to push an agenda than hurt children? And, you know, could it be a conspiracy? Could it be something to unarm the population?
We all know there have been conspiracy theories about, I mean, you know, all of these.
Well, you go from the moon landing to,
but
to
the serious
Cheney
gun
being
stuff,
the one who set the bombs up in 9/11, you know.
The serious gun stuff, other than Columbine, has all taken place during the last 4 years.
Yeah, and that's what I just brought up to Doug. If you think about the massacres, quote-unquote massacres, that happened in theaters to Gabby Giffords, this is all stuff that happened during this current administration.
So is it just that it brings – I mean, I've seen yesterday, I saw some stuff online that made my blood boil. I think – I don't know, blood boiling. It just – I thought, this is my country.
Speaking of blood boiling, Roberta's probably over there right now, ready to explode.
She can do whatever.
And like I said, it's probably 100% untrue. I'm just being honest about the thought that went into my head.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
here's the next thought that I have, and it's based on what I saw on some posts yesterday. The unbelievable hate aimed at Barack Obama because of the color of his skin. That's so boils my blood. I mean, there are lots of reasons not to support him as president because of the actions he takes, the philosophies he has. But to have some of the things that have been said on some of these sites about him because of the color of his skin is despicable.
You really think that that's a big issue anymore?
I do, Richie, with some people in some parts of the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I agree. Yeah. But
you're kidding yourself if you think it is.
No. I agree that it is, but I think it's a small percentage.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. How small percentages these crazy people can come up with.
Sure, but there's always going to be a small percentage of crazy people who think a thousand things, that that the Sandy Hook thing was a government conspiracy, for example. You know, the guy who, I heard the story yesterday, the guy who lives across the street from the school who took in the six kindergartners or whatever
driveway. Oh, yeah, the kids he found crying, yeah.
He's getting hate mail. Yeah. And voice messages
for what?
Saying that he was part of the conspiracy. That's the first time I'd ever heard about this conspiracy.
And again, there are a lot of whack jobs in this country.
Just but he's like, I can't answer my phone anymore.
Out of your mind, people.
Yeah.
Crazy people. So it takes my breath away.
Hey, last week when Jen and I were in Las Vegas, we got into a cab with a cab driver. And this guy, Jen asked the very, you know, innocuous
question.
Innocent question, you know. So how's business in Vegas? Is it coming back? And that led into like this 10-minute tirade about how
first he was condescending and he was like.
Not to talk down to you. But then he went into this whole thing about how economics works and gold and the dollar and how we're just, you know, inflating the dollar because we're just printing money, blah, 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 in the government, and how he has a storage unit full of food.
Oh, no, he said he invests in two things, canned food and ammunition.
But the funny thing that he said is, you know, we're talking about these conspiracies. Alex Jones is, you know, a big conspiracy guy on the radio, and he thinks, this guy thinks, that Alex Jones is a government plant so that you're fed just enough information.
Which is interesting.
But we don't really tell you everything. To be able to get you going, yeah, Alex, I love you. Let me sign up for your newsletter. And then the government says, okay, we have everybody here that we need to take a look at. You get it, Doug? So Alex has his following, and then they follow the following.
They're identified. Right. Yeah, the people that are conspiracy theorists are identified by the government.
I loved it.
It's a good, it's an interesting conspiracy. And that was the first time I had heard that one.
Conspiracy theories abound here at the Good Day Show. It's 46 past the hour.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's see, Jennifer, what do we have television-wise to report other than American Idol, which we thought was a bust earlier when we were listening to some of the auditions. What else is going on that's hot?
Well, I have a big news story for you, Dougie, because this is a friend of yours. It involves a friend of yours, Dennis Kucinich. You love him, don't you?
I do like him. I don't love
U.S.
Rep. I like him a lot.
You like him a lot.
Anymore, yeah.
U.S. Representative from Ohio. He's former presidential candidate. He just got a job with the Fox News Channel as a contributor. It's a multi-year deal.
Oh, good.
He starts this week on the O'Reilly Factor.
He'd be good. He probably got an agent. They peddled him there. He's very articulate. I think he'll do well because they need a little more of that. Fox is becoming too predictable. I mean, it's been predictable for a long time, but it's really predictable now. So they need some new faces, the same old haggard people on both sides. I mean, that fat guy from the Democrats, his name Bob something or other. Ugh. What a waste of time.
Well, Dennis Kucinich will be a nice little addition for you.
Yeah, so that's good. Okay, that's interesting.
All right, USA Network is in a development phase. This is interesting. With Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell has decided he wants to get into the late-night talk business. But the catch here is that he wants to do a morning talk show. Think like Kelly and Michael or the fourth hour of Today's Show with Hoda and Kathy Lee. But he wants to put it on starting at 12:01 a.m. So it's a morning show for late night, or very, very, very early morning if it's 12:01. Yeah. Kind of interesting. He's in no rush, but he's already got some big names behind it. Rob Cohen, who developed The Big Bang Theory, is on board to executive produce, which will be kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to pay a little bit of tribute to Conrad Bain, who passed away yesterday at 89. Best known for Different Strokes and Maude. He was also on Dark Shadows, The Facts of Life. He was in Unforgettable in 2011. So, yeah. It looks like just natural causes was what...
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. All right, so we'll hold a moment for him and a good thought for him as well. Jennifer Horn on Doug's Good Day at 51 after the hour.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Money Pit time. Yep, Money Pit time. The Money Pit radio show and the concept. This is a cottage industry. I think I described it that way before. This is a national brand created by a genius named Tom Kreitler, who's very good at marketing, very good at all kinds of things that help him make this program successful. Most of the success is based on the information and the help that people get from listening to the show or going to the website and involving him in all kinds of other things. If you're planning to do something at your house, you better involve Tom some way or another in the plans. Tom Kreitler here with us now to answer some of the questions from some of our listeners and his listeners. And we get to that right after this on Good Day.
Hello. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out, moneypit.com. Jenny, listening, asks, is it okay, Tom, to use the roll-type insulation with the paper backing up in the attic? And if that is okay, does the paper go up or down?
that's a
good question. It is a good question.
It's a good question. It's a very common mistake because
all the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I found it done wrong as many times as I found it done correct.
Right.
You know, the backing, the paper is the vapor barrier, and the vapor barrier always goes towards the heated space. So in the attic, it's kind of opposite of what you would think. Most people will flare out the paper edges and staple them to the top of the floor joist. But really what you want to do is turn that upside down and press the paper down against the sheetrock, against the drywall. That's the right way to put that down. And if you're adding a second layer of insulation, which almost everyone needs to do these days, then you should do that with without using insulation without any facing. So it should basically just be the raw bat, and then you lay it perpendicular to the layer below.
Wow. All right, so there you go. There's a couple of good bits of advice. Jenny, glad you asked that because it helps all of us. I ought to be re-insulating my attic, actually, in my house for the same reason you just enumerated. Karen wants to know, let's see here. Her situation is, Tom, that she has a hall laundry closet, and this has just been built. The contractor didn't put a vent in for the dryer, huh?
Uh-oh.
What kind of a moron doesn't put a vent in for the dryer if you're building a laundry closet? So what does she do?
A laundry closet, but he doesn't put a vent in.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you have to put a vent in. Now, you say it's a hall closet, so I'm going to guess it's kind of in the middle of your house. You need to be really careful with how you put this vent in because you want to use metal ducting, not the flexible plastic ducting, and you want to have as few turns as possible because dryers don't really have a lot of power to push that lint, you know, up, say, 8 feet into an attic and then across maybe 10 or 15 feet to an exterior wall. So try to make that as smooth and straight with as few bends as possible so that the venting is efficient because you don't want, if it's not, the dryer will actually run longer to do the same thing, plus that wastes energy, and it can also have a lint buildup, which is dangerous.
Right. All right. Quickly, here's Teresa writing about the consideration of a purchase of a home in Reno, 1980s home. She's concerned about the quality of the construction. So what about building codes there?
Well, I mean, building codes were pretty solid in 1980. What you're going to find is a home that's not going to be nearly as energy efficient as it is today. So that's exactly the kind of house that would need additional insulation, especially in Reno, to stay cooler in the summer. And the quality of construction, there's a lot of homes built a lot of fast, very fast in that period of time. So the quality of construction is usually a little rough and tumble for those 1980s houses. So they do need a lot of fix-up and improvement to replace the materials. I would do an assessment of all of the entire house by having it inspected by a professional home inspector.
Hi, there it is, the advice from Tom Kreitler. Check out moneypit.com. Tom's here every week at this time on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.